May 18th, 2023, 1544 hours Eastern Daylight Time, Ward Green here. This song is from 1981 from the band Foreigner, sung by Lou Gramm. It's called Waiting for a Girl Like You. And Lou Gramm tells a story about this song that while they were recording it, a beautiful and mysterious woman appeared in the control room who inspired him to sing the song better than he had ever sung it before.
Thank you.
Okay, so I am exhausted in many ways today from work yesterday and today outdoors. I'm just tired. I didn't sleep a lot last night, actually. It's very beautiful weather outside, perfect for working, because it's not too hot. I'm just not physically conditioned to work every day, and it's good. It's good to get out there, and my pants fit, which is great. The waist of my pants, I'm able to fit into my pants that I wore years and years ago, which are my work pants that I have never worn for work until now, but they're denim. They're beautiful. Actually, green denim in this case, but I've had these pants for a very long time. I've never really worn them, these pants, but they're brand new essentially, but they're a very snug fit. And I'm out there cutting trees with the chainsaw, and I was doing my demolition of the dandelions with the weed eater. And I've got to clear the branches so I can cut the lawn. Got to move the branches from all the ice storm damage that we had. A lot of branches that are on the ground that I either cut, they either fell down or I cut them down, depending. But a lot of them, of course, came crashing down during the ice storm that we had in April. I think it was April 5th that it started. Is that right? I'm trying to think. But that's the number that stands out. So in our article for today, from Wild Road, we have paragraph 9-7. Chapter 9, paragraph 7, the peculiar nature of Third Dynasty Egypt as start of dynastic Egypt, which is what it is. That's what the conventional historians say, is that the Old Kingdom Egypt began in the Third Dynasty, what they call the Third Dynasty. And the peculiar nature of that may be explained by early Assyria being given 15 years from 2780 to 2765. Relating both to the death of Shem in 2780 and Sothic rising at Eridu. Then, by 27 years for Menes, from 2765 to 2738. The dispersion being 2745. And those 27 years for Menes, seen as relating to the Osiris of myth, 27/28 years, as much as to the Sothic rising at Minya, Egypt, in 2765. And finally, by the 29 years of Athothis, as relating to the 27-29 years of Typhon, Python or Thoth, of myth, from 2738 to 2709 BCE, leaving 28 years before Djoser. Kasekemwy fits these 28 years perfectly, although it is a debated reign length, and at the end of Dynasty 2 may correspond well with Kinneres, 30 years in Manetho, and also to Sensenes, 31 years in Manetho, Dynasty 1, third king after Athothis and Africanus, thus intimating in convincing fashion how Dynasties 1 to 3 of Manetho are relating to the same list of kings in variable order. The 16 years of Soifus even relates to the debated 16 years of Kasekemwy and precedes Toser-Tazis, or Djoser, in Dynasty 3, yet in name resembles Supus of Dynasty 4, who appears twice there, with 63 and 66 years each. The Sesochris of Dynasty 2, with 48 years, is the same in years and relates name and details of his height to the Dynasty 12 King 3 Sesostris, cf. Sesonkosis, suggesting the need for the exercise of great caution. Time will tell how to elucidate the dynasties 1 to 12. In the meantime, we relate Menes to Egypt's first king, whose name appears in later names such as Amenemhet, Amenhotep, and is seen in our words such as Mentor, Minotaur, which relates to the Tower of Menes. The Minotaur, the half-man, half-bull. Is that correct? I think it was half-man, half-bull. The Minotaur, and that was a mythical creature. And it relates to the Tower of Menes, the word Mino being similar and derived from, apparently, Menes, and Tor being the tower. And we also have the word mentor in the English language that relates to that. There's a footnote here, too, for those who have a written copy. So, our proverb for today is from Proverbs 28 and verse 15. As a growling lion and an onrushing bear is a wicked ruler over a lowly people. Now, Exodus 27, Jehovah continuing to give commandment to Moses, and Moses in turn to the people. And you must make the altar of acacia wood 5 cubits its length and 5 cubits its width. The altar should be 4 square and its height 3 cubits. And you must make its horns upon its 4 corners. Its horns will proceed out of it, and you must overlay it with copper. And you must make its cans for clearing away its fatty ashes, and its shovels, and its bowls, and its forks, and its fire holders, and you will make all its utensils of copper. And you must make a grating for it, a network of copper, and you must make upon the net 4 rings of copper at its 4 extremities. And you must put it under the altar's rim down within, and the net must be toward the center of the altar. And you must make poles for the altar, its poles being of acacia wood, and you must overlay them with copper, and its poles must be put into the rings, and the poles must be upon the 2 sides of the altar when carrying it. A hollow chest of planks you will make it, just as he showed you in the mountains, so they will make it. And you must make the courtyard of the tabernacle for the side toward the Negev to the south. The courtyard has hangings of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits being the length for the one side. And its 20 pillars and their 20 socket pedestals are of copper. The pegs of the pillars and their joints are of silver. So, too, it is for the north side in length, the hangings being for 100 cubits of length, and its 20 pillars and their 20 socket pedestals being of copper, the pegs of the pillars and their joints being of silver. As for the width of the courtyard, on the west side, the hangings are of 50 cubits, their pillars being 10 and their socket pedestals 10. And the width of the courtyard on the east side toward the sun rising is 50 cubits. And there are 15 cubits of hangings to one side, their pillars being 3 and their socket pedestals 3. And for the other side, there are 15 cubits of hangings, their pillars being 3 and their socket pedestals 3. As for the gate of the courtyard, there is a screen 20 cubits long of blue thread and wool dyed reddish purple and caucus scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver, their pillars being 4 and their socket pedestals 4. All the pillars of the courtyard round about have fastenings of silver, and their pegs are of silver, but their socket pedestals of copper. The length of the courtyard is 100 cubits, and the width 50 cubits, and the height 5 cubits of fine twisted linen, and their socket pedestals being of copper. And all the utensils of the tabernacle, in all its service, and all its tent pins, and all the pins of the courtyard are of copper. As for you, you are to command the sons of Israel that they get for you pure beaten olive oil for the luminary, in order to light up the lamps constantly. In the tent of meeting, outside the curtain that is by the testimony, Aaron and his sons will set it in order from evening till morning before Jehovah. It is a statute to time indefinite for their generations to be performed by the sons of Israel. That's Exodus 27. Concluded. The details of the altar and the courtyard discussed there, and Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus went on to tell them an illustration with regard to the need for them always to pray and not to give up, saying, in a certain city there was a certain judge that had no fear of God and had no respect for man. But there was a widow in that city, and she kept going to him, saying, see that I get justice from my adversary at law. Well, for a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, although I do not fear God or respect a man, at any rate, because of this widow's continually making me trouble, I will see that she gets justice, so that she will not keep coming and pummeling me to a finish. Then the Lord said, hear what the judge, although unrighteous, said. Certainly then, shall not God cause justice to be done for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night, even though he is long-suffering toward them? I tell you, he will cause justice to be done to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man arrives, will he really find the faith on the earth? But he spoke this illustration also to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and who considered the rest as nothing. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and began to pray these things to himself. O God, I thank you, I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unrighteous, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give the tenth of all things I acquire. But the tax collector, standing at a distance, was not willing even to raise his eyes heavenward, but kept beating his breast, saying, O God, be gracious to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home, proved more righteous than that man, because everyone that exalts himself will be humiliated, but he that humbles himself will be exalted. Now people began to bring him also their infants for him to touch these, but on seeing it, the disciples began to reprimand them. However, Jesus called the infants to him, saying, let the young children come to me, and do not try to stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such like ones. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a young child will by no means get into it. And a certain ruler questioned him, saying, good teacher, by doing what shall I inherit everlasting life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Nobody is good except one, God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother. Then he said, all these I've kept from youth on. After hearing that, Jesus said to him, there is yet one thing lacking about you. Sell all the things you have and distribute to poor people, and you will have treasure in the heavens, and come be my follower. When he heard this, he became deeply grieved, for he was very rich. Jesus looked at him and said, how difficult a thing it will be for those having money to make their way into the kingdom of God. It is easier, in fact, for a camel to get through the eye of a sewing needle than for a rich man to get into the kingdom of God. Those who heard this said, who possibly can be saved? He said, the things impossible with men are possible with God. But Peter said, look, we have left our own things and followed you. He said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not in any way get many times more in this period of time and in the coming system of things, everlasting life. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things written by means of the prophets as to the Son of Man will be completed. For instance, he will be delivered up to men of the nations and will be made fun of and be treated insolently and spit upon. And after scourging, they will kill him. But on the third day he will rise. However, they did not get the meaning of any of these things, but this utterance was hidden from them, and they were not knowing the things said. Now, as he was getting near to Jericho, a certain blind man was sitting beside the road begging. Because he heard a crowd moving through, he began to inquire what this might mean. They reported to him, Jesus the Nazarene is passing by. At that he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And those going in advance began to tell him sternly to keep quiet. But that much more he kept shouting, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then Jesus stood still and commanded the man to be led to him. After he got near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover sight. So Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And instantly he recovered sight, and he began to follow him, glorifying God. Also, all the people at seeing it gave praise to God. That was Luke 18, now concluded. And that ends our study for today. I love you, and it's a wonderful day to be praising God and serving Him. And I hope you've enjoyed this study today. I am feeling much better, even though I was tired. I was so tired and sleepy, and I didn't know if I would even be able to do the study or how I could do the study today, but Jehovah imparts strength to us exactly as we need for the job that He has for us to do. And I have been receiving more instruction about my watches. I wanted to talk about my watches a little bit. None of my watches were purchased because of the way they looked. None at all. None at all. In fact, if I wanted to buy a watch that looked good, I couldn't do that. That would not be something that would be of any appeal to me. Let me see if I can get a picture of my watches here and bring it up. Let's see if we can find it. Should be able to find it here. Here we go. Here it is. I think so, yeah. Let me pop that image up here. Oh, where is it? I've lost it. I've lost it. Where is it? Where is it? Now I can't find the program I'm looking for because everything is reverse colors. All the colors are inverted. I can't see anything. I can't find the program. Where's preview? I don't know where it is. Let me see. Preview? There it is. Oh, so it doesn't appear. There it is. Here's the picture. I see it now. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Let's see if we can. Let's minimize that. There we go. There we have it. I can see it now. Okay. Let's bring it in here. All right. So here's the picture. Let's bring this picture of the watches over here. Is this inverted or is it correct? Oh, it's not. It doesn't appear correct. That's odd. Oh, that's because this program doesn't invert the image. Oh, my dear. Is it going to be all right when we invert it at the end? I'm trying to think. Oh, I didn't invert the image. I'm going to have to work on this. I'm going to have to process all these files again. I forgot to invert the colors. I did. I've inverted the colors. So the colors are correctly inverted, just ready for me to invert them back when I process the file. I can't show this without inverting it somehow. How am I going to do that? What if I open the file? Let's open the file in the browser and see whether that works. Let's try that. Okay, so maybe that'll work. Let's open a new file and go open. Open file. Here we go. Was it under user guides? Watch family. Here it is. See if this helps. There it is. Yeah, it works now. Okay. So that is the picture, but I mean, I can't show it unless I scale this over. I just realized I forgot to display the browser window properly, so you probably couldn't read the text. But here we have the watches that I have in my possession currently, one of which in the bottom right corner doesn't work properly. But it's my most beautiful, I believe. And it's the functionality is what makes it beautiful, not the particular colors or anything. Now, that one is one that does have it's the only one that really has, apart from perhaps the one above it, that has mother of pearl on the dial. But there really is no intent to get a good looking watch here. There's for the most part, it's got to do entirely with the movement, the quality of the movement inside the watch. That's what I'm going for here. And the fact that I don't want to have all my watches look exactly the same either, that's another factor. But the one on the top left, it's highly legible. That's the beauty of it. It might have some nice color to it, but that's not the real reason for it. It's got a very high quality movement inside it. It's got to do with functionality in every case here. And the chronographs, it's the functionality of the chronographs. These are automatic, and that's got functionality. They wind themselves on your wrist. The ones that are in fact automatic. There's one that's not automatic, that's Gully here, second from the left on the bottom. That needs manual winding. All the others are supposed to be automatic. Now, I'm going to be, Jehovah willing, acquiring a few more watches. I don't know where the watch journey is going to end, or if it will end. But my favorite watch was the one in the bottom right because of the day. The date being important, but the day being the most important thing because of the way the day is displayed at the top in full. That to me is the most functional thing, to be able to see the name of the day. But that watch unfortunately doesn't work unless it's just left sitting on my desk. Then it works. But I can't wear it because it doesn't run when it's oriented in other orientations, other positions. So it's too bad. It's really a beautiful, I mean, I love the watch, and I love the idea of the Chinese movement inside it. It's many people have raved about this watch too, and about the company that makes it. It's very highly thought of, this company. So I'm not saying anything bad against the company. And the Chinese watches have been sometimes maligned, but there are people who say that Chinese watches are better than the Swiss watches. I don't know if I believe that. You only have to have one watch that doesn't work in order to have doubt about a whole class of similar devices, but these are all mechanical watches, all of them, and that's the whole purpose behind my purchasing them, was to get mechanical devices and not rely on batteries, or because of the environmental issues and just the idea that the battery is not as interesting, that's all, as a way of driving a watch. A mechanical movement is a more interesting thing. So, for me, it's Crow and Cammie saying bye for now.